Good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. This is the Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California. Good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. Now, we usually think of good breeding as people who have manners, people who have good taste, people who are come from a good family. And right away, when we think of a good family, we think of a wealthy family. We think of a family that has class and culture and wealth. And I guess that would mean every being on the face of the earth. Because every being on the face of the earth comes from wealth. They choose their wealth by how they affirm who they are. And you say, well, there are a lot of people in poverty. And a lot of people in poverty by their choice. You say, well, that's not very kind to say that people want to be poor. That's true. It's not kind to say that people want to be poor, but that's the fact. If a person is black, they're black. And until our good old friend said, black is beautiful, people didn't realize black was beautiful. And all of a sudden, black's beautiful. And from somewhere in the black pile of people came some fabulous people, great people, leaders of industry, wealthy people, fabulous people. They were there all the time, but nobody had said they were good, so they couldn't come out. One day they'll say white is beautiful, and you find a lot of nice white people. One day they'll say that the people from China and from Japan and from all the countries in the world, one day they'll say the American Indian is beautiful. But the American Indian has for itself the saying that they like to drink beer, and all they do is drink beer and get drunk on the reservation. Now, is that true? This is the image that somehow gets projected. So why not have the American Indian have somebody come along who is going to say that the American Indian is beautiful, you know, that redskins are beautiful. And the minute they say that, what's going to happen? We're going to find that maybe a third of the successful people in the United States are Indians. Not only black, not only white, not only red, not only every other color under the sun. But you see, good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. The kindness is to respect yourself just the way you are. Independence is to be who you are, just the way you are. Now, I know a lot of white people who go out into the woods and they camp, and sometimes they just take a sleeping bag and they like to go out in nature. They love nature. And as they're out there, they're the richest people alive. They don't want a car, they don't want a radio, they don't want a television, they don't want a house, they just want their sleeping bag and look up at the trees and delight in the beauty of nature itself. And you could do that in the city, too. How many people go in their backyard with a sleeping bag? No way. I mean, you know, when they got a nice bed inside the house and all the facilities, they're not going to do that. Now, how many people do you know, and I know too many of them, who say, I'd love to go camping in our motorhome. We have a 30-foot, 40-foot, 50-foot motorhome, and we just love to go camping. Camping? That's just like taking your house with you, which it is, do it indeed. And it's kind of nice. We have a motorhome, and when we go with the motorhome, it's not roughing it at all. We have all the all the accessories that we could possibly want in there, you know. And it's very lovely, very lovely. So, but again, good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. What makes you feel good? Well, how is kindness? You can take, now let's go to Pollyanna. Remember Pollyanna? She was raised by a mother and father who were missionaries, I think they were in China, and they had very little money. They had very little clothing. They had very little food. But yet Pollyanna was raised with a love for humanity, a love for herself, a love for life. She had breeding. She had kindness and independence in her. Oh, she was an independent little girl. And she was a kind little girl. And when she moved with her Aunt Polly, who was rich, what changed? just the clothing she wore. Now, her Aunt Polly wanted to have her have the manners that Aunt Polly had, but those manners were not all that good. Now, curtsy when you say this and do that, you know. I mean, those are just affectations that are put on. Now, what would, let's just say, a little girl from India came over here, and having been raised in the poverty area of India. And so she comes to America, and she is brought into a normal middle-class family. And as she's in this family, the family says, okay, we're going to eat now. So she takes her hands and starts eating the food on her plate. Now, would you say that she didn't have manners? Would you say that she didn't have good breeding? No. She ate as she ate at home. She ate as it was called for to eat. They did not have utensils. They did not have a lot of things. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but probably they didn't. And so eating with her hands was the most normal thing in the world. And so her new mother, her new lady in her life, would say to her, well, sweetheart, you eat so nicely with your hands. That's beautiful. I'd like to teach you to eat the way we eat. We eat with our knives and forks and spoons and so forth, and it's a lot of fun because you can get up so much more and your hands don't get all messed up, and you have the taste of the beans on your hand or the taste of the corn on your hands or whatever they're eating, and, you know, make a pleasant story out of it. Not you, you little urchin, you little untrained child, you lack of talent, breeding and so forth. That'd be foolish, it'd be very foolish. In fact, if you're going to adopt a child from a family that has different social characteristics than you have, you're not unhappy with it. You know what you're getting. You're getting this child who is trained in this way. That child has very good breeding for where it comes from where it has been living. If an Eskimo child came to the United States and from living off in an Eskimo tribe near the North Pole, and surely they don't have all of the things that we would have, and they would be eating their food in a different manner than we eat. Now, that's trying to make a story out of saying that eating and breeding are the same thing. Well, what I'm trying to indicate is that everyone is well-bred. When they are bred with kindness and independence, when the children are taught to go out and play in the right areas, play in areas that are harmonious for them, salubrious for them, that are, we would say the word safe, but where they're going to be all right. And yet they play right by the edge of the iceberg, right by the edge of the snow, right by the edge of where it goes down into the ocean, and they could easily slip into the ocean and be gone, you know? Well, I'm sure that has happened from time to time. But the mother and father don't say, don't go there. They say, play over here. It's much more fun to play over here. You play over there, that's where the seals play, and they slide down the ocean, and you don't have your seal coat on, so you can't swim around in the ocean like the polar bears and the seals do. And so this is a love, this is a kindness, this is an independence. And then as they're wearing clothing, they wear totally different clothing than we would down here, because we wear clothing that we can take off to be cooler. They wear clothing to put on so they can be warmer. And they live in different homes. Now, we think of them living in igloos, and of course that's the natural thing we think of for an Eskimo, but Eskimos now live in houses. They live in totally different places, and they use whale blubber and so forth to keep their homes warm and other things. But good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. Is not a matter of your experiences, not a matter of the things that you're going through. So, what is it for us? What is good breeding for you and for me? Well, I like to think of good breeding as being a loving person. A loving person is a person who loves himself first, and then loves everyone in their world. Again, we'll go back to Pollyanna. I don't know that in the story, certainly, Pollyanna had nobody that she disliked. She had someone that she didn't understand, but she didn't dislike them. And when the woman treated her unkindly, She said to the woman, "I don't think I'll come back here again." And then the woman realized what a wonderful girl Pollyanna was, and she turned around, became her very dear friend. But Pollyanna just said, "I don't think I'll come back here anymore. I don't hate you, but I don't understand why you are so unhappy with yourself." And we look at each other, and here we are, the monks on campus here, and we look at each other and we say to each other, "You should be like I am. I am an honorable person. I am a wonderful person. I am a joyful person. I am a person you can depend on. I am a person that is perfect in every way." And you look at that person, you say, "Well, not according to my ethics, not according to my way of looking at things. Everybody's different. Everybody's different." And what we want to do is to mind our own business, be our own master. And this is part of good breeding. Good breeding is not being concerned about what other people are doing, but being concerned about what we are doing individually. Can we really be concerned about what we're doing? Now, some of you like to feel that you're superior to other people, and every time you feel you're superior to other people, you are nothing but dirt. You are nothing but shit. And that's a heavy word to use, but you're nothing but that. Because what you are doing is you are saying you're superior to someone else. And you're not. How do you know what that other person is? How do you know what wonderful talents that other person may have? How do you know what wonderful genius that other person may be expressing? You don't. And when you feel that you should tell another person how they should live their life, or what they should do, or how they should act, or how they should pay attention to the rules, well, then you are just the same as they. You are saying that you're superior to them. Now, in the show, the what was it last night? The Emperor's Club. In the show, The Emperor's Club, it was very interesting to look at the boys. The boys came from homes all throughout America. Wealthy homes, homes with good taste, good class and everything. And the boys knew what they should do. But they were away from home now. And they were away from certain control and guidance. And so as the boys were trucking through the woods with a canoe that they knew they shouldn't have, one was constantly saying, "We shouldn't be doing this. There's poison ivy here. There's poison. No, we shouldn't be doing this. This is, we shouldn't." But he was doing it with them. He went along with them. He was their conscience, really, like Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio. Now, did you hear them saying to the boy who was giving them advice, "Oh, shut up"? Did you hear him saying to the boy, "Why did you come along with us if you don't like what we're doing? Why are you here? What the?" Not a word. Each one merely did what they felt they should do. And part of it was the thrill of disobeying the rules. Mm-hmm. And they felt that in disobeying the rules they were disobeying, they weren't doing anything terrible. And in truth, they were not doing anything terrible. But the terrible thing they were doing was not obeying the rules they had agreed to obey. See, that was it. It's not what they did. It's that they did something that they had agreed not to do. Now, as you watched the movie, did you think they were doing something terrible? Or were you sort of snickering and laughing at the trouble they were getting themselves into, and you recognized what would be coming forth and what they would be doing that they shouldn't be? And of course, they had to get caught, you know. They had to get caught, and they did get caught, and they were brought to task for it. But were they threatened with great beatings, and were they told they were evil and that they were without remedy, without redeeming qualities to them? No. They were just given a normal amount of chastisement and manipulation, and then they went on. Now, what is all this about? This is breeding. This is breeding, to know how to take direction, to know how to take change, to know how to take leadership from anyone who's in charge, and to have kindness built into you, not to be angry at the person who is giving you advice or suggestions or directions, like me or Ellen or whoever. And this is really something. This is something. We have had a lot of people here on campus over the years, and some of them found it difficult to take orders. Some of them found it so difficult that they were really very angry about it. And most of them found it very easy to take orders because they were not here to take orders. They were here to walk their spiritual path. And part of their spiritual path was just to follow whatever they were told to do. So it wasn't a matter of taking orders. It was just a matter of following what you're supposed to do. Where are you on this path? Where are you in the awareness of these things? Do you feel so sorry for yourself that you really don't let your kindness and your independence come forth? Because that's part of your breeding. Are you so sorry for yourself that you feel that everybody else is wrong instead of just saying, hey, whatever anybody does is their business. I'm doing mine. Now, let me ask you a question. In the show last night, where were all the boys? How many boys went running off to do this nefarious thing? Four.
Four.
Out of at least 50 boys or maybe more. Now, four boys. Now, were all those four boys recalcitrant? Were they all naughty boys? They were playing a game, but they shouldn't have. But they let themselves be guided by one who is a good leader. And they could get anyone to follow him. And he did get anyone to follow him. And what is another word for those people? What is another word for those people who can get anyone to follow them? It begins with a P. Oh my gosh, that's not a word you thought about, huh?
No.
Politician. A politician. A politician gets anyone to follow them to do anything that he wants them to do, and then he goes on and does what he wants to do. A politician, they say, never believe in politicians because they lie. Politicians are the greatest liars in the world. But now, let me just offer you a suggestion. You are the people. We are the people. And we create the politicians to be liars. So let us now, henceforth, create the politicians to have the most integrity, the most honesty, the most wonder and magic about them of any kind of a person that exists on the face of the earth. Wouldn't it be nice if your leader were a person of integrity? Wouldn't it be nice if your leader, your politician, or your boss, or your whomever, were a person that you could say, my God, I wish I were like them. They have such honesty about them, such integrity, such wonder. Now, that's good breeding. However, we, the people, create these politicians as being not honest. We are the ones who don't have the good breeding. And it's up to us to start having the good breeding now to see them that way. How does the politician's mother look at them? They look at them as very fine men and women. And also, we're coming to a new age now. Yes, we're coming to a new age now, which you have all known for a long time, and it's called the matriarchy. We've been living in a patriarchy for a long time, but actually it's always been a matriarchy. The women have always run everything. Well, presently the schools are finding that the girls are being elected president of this and that and the other thing. The girls are being elected vice president, secretary, and treasurer. There's no place for the boys at all because the boys are not showing any dominance in those areas. And one boy, he was elected president of his school, and all the girls were elected all the other officers. And so the boy says, I'll just run these girls around. And so what did the girls do? What? What did the girls do?
They're on him.
The girls called for an impeachment because they had the most votes and they were the Congress. And they impeached him out of office and put in another girl. Now, you see, when you have this sort of control, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Now, we're living in a new age where women not only rule from behind the throne, now they're ruling from on the throne, and pretty soon they'll be the throne. And pretty soon men will no longer be men. Men will merely be what women were before, from behind the thrones. and they will rule from behind the throne. And perhaps there'll be a switch this way, switch that way. Maybe that's part of what life is all about. But the big point that I'm attempting to give you today is that good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. And a happy person is one who has kindness and independence. A happy person isn't necessarily one who has outer wealth, who has outer breeding and outer this and that and the other, but one who lives in kindness. What was the name of the character with the green face and the green body?
Shrek.
Shrek. Remember the story about Shrek?
Yes.
Well, now, Shrek was no magic baby, you know. You looked at him first off, and you thought slime, you know. And he was. He was. He's just supposed to be a terrible guy. But as you got to know him, he had character. Mm-hmm. He had class. He had quality. And he lived in a beautiful world, being himself and having fun. But we didn't understand it. At first, we were ready to condemn him. But as we got to know him, we found out that he was a beautiful being. Perhaps some of the unbeautiful beings in our world, if we were to take the time to get to know them, we would find that they had kindness and independence, and that they had a special kind of class that we could respect and love and feel very good about. Think on these things. Good breeding is a union of kindness and independence. And it has no judgment. It's not touchable. It's not possessed. It's just kindness and independence. And so it is. I love you very much, and have a wonderful day.